to cases under advisement. Our first case for this evening under advisement is
10,188.
85 is open. Okay, case number 10,188. And this one was taken under advisement by Mr. Mills.
Well, I think that
since we had all the,
we ought to send a letter to the builder if that's a correct address. But
yep,
you know, the fact that this gentleman, I understand he had health problems, but I have a tendency to agree with the last lady in opposition that regardless, he was, we heard testimony from one lady that he was out there with the building crew, knew what was going on.
Right, tit for tat on that one. Main thing everybody had, I broke down of every one of these, seven of those, all was privacy. Because they've got the windows up high. Privacy, and rental. They didn't address anything. The main issue wasn't, what was the main issue?
Well, regardless of,
because it was a two-story without a fence, what would they have done? Second story.
I don't think they would have felt that it would have invaded their privacy, bless you, as much had it not been so close to the property line.
Right.
Regardless of the fence, regardless of the height. Because the second story would have,
Right.
So in other words, you're thinking if they took the 10 feet off, everybody would be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would be still upset because it's too high.
Yeah,
there's nothing to do about that.
I know. I swear.
What's the Phil Mead say? If he took 10 feet off, he's still going to be.
The guy behind, I mean, that was, the adjacent property behind it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He just felt, he had stated, he just felt it was close, too close to his property.
And because of that,
evaded his privacy.
Right.
And I don't disagree with that. Certainly this guy, I don't know, he came with the builder to get the permit. So he saw it just like anybody else, what the setback requirement was.
That's the reason I asked him. I said, who picked up the permit? So that, and he said he admitted he came with him.
But the builder got it, yeah.
I guess
I'd like to take a look at it again myself. But go ahead.
I don't. In this particular case, I don't see where the applicant addressed all the the standards for granting the variance. The hardship was certainly on the applicant. Imposed by him, or his. It wasn't. I don't know. I don't see whether it meets the standards for granting a variance. And in the same time, I don't. The fact that it's higher is irrelevant to me.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't make it
something to do with. I think God, they're in a flood zone. They're going to be higher.
I mean,
one's
that's
going to be higher than another.
Yeah, they meet the height requirements. That's not an issue to me. And the fact that he rents it is not an issue to me. But I do think that he...
they boiled down to the issue that, at hand, which is the 10-foot variance.
Yeah.
That's it.
And it does look like an awful large building for an 8x8 hot tub.
I asked him that question. I mean, the guy's even good bigger. I mean, he didn't even question why you want to go bigger.
I would think for an 8x8 hot tub, he could have met the setback requirement.
He could have met the setback and not been anything done about it.
Right.
I agree with John. I do.
I mean, he's got a porch on the side.
Yeah.
Why couldn't it go on in there?
I mean, what else is he going to use that big room for?
Mr. McCabe, how do you feel?
I don't feel that anything they said was applicable to the variance. All the complaints they had, rentals and the height and the fence and all that, I don't think that added anything to the case. I don't know whether the guy did it purposely or whether he didn't know or what.
Right.
You know.
and a guy spending the money, I think I would question. I mean, why you want that size room for that? I mean, unless you got plenty of money, don't make nothing by it, but I would need to question the setback and everything else.
Sure, but you know, we've had other people that's come in there, I've trusted a contractor, you tell them you think they're doing it right for you.
Well,
you know, look
at the, look at the contract.
I don't know.
You know, I saw it. Buyer beware, hello. It wasn't even, it wasn't even on a letterhead.
I asked them, I asked them if they could provide, who was your builder when they first apped it, right? And they said, well, it was Bill, you know, Joe Blow. And I said, well, get your contract with him and bring that to the meeting. Yeah, it'll help the board make a decision.
Well, I didn't know it looked like that.
That was pathetic. He didn't even know if he's a licensed contractor in the state.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't do his homework at all. Spending that kind of money, I've done my homework.
Mm-hmm. My perception of all that was, let's see if we can slide this in here. Yep, I don't see where it meets the standards, but. So I'd make a motion to deny case number 10,188, as I don't see where it meets the standards for granting a variance.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mr. Workman, that we deny case number 10,188, the reasons being that it does not meet the standards for granting the variance. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied. Okay, next case.